to Tirukkural chapter synopsis this morning. Chapter 13, Possession of Self-Control. In possession of self-control, Tiruvallavar compares the restraint of the five senses to a tortoise withdrawing five limbs into its shell, and says that the gains of doing this for one life will last for seven. He describes self-control as the greatest wealth in life, truly a precious treasure. Among the many forms of self-control, Vallavar gives particular emphasis to controlling speech. The poet tells us to guard the tongue well, for flawed speech unfailingly. The poet tells us to guard the tongue well, for flawed speech unfailingly creates problems. All it takes is a single word of injury, he says, to lose the goodness of all one's virtues. His third verse on speech points out that a wound caused by fire heals in time, but one caused by fiery speech never heals. One verse is devoted to praising the self-control of humility, particularly when it is found among the rich. What are the benefits of such self-control? Tiruvallavar lists them as placing one among the gods and conferring the esteem of wise men. He adds that when self-control is mastered by one who is in family life, his greatness is more than a mountain, and that virtue will wait in the streets to meet one who has subdued anger. He also mentions that the lack of self-control will certainly lead to deepest darkness. Chapter 14, Possession of Virtuous Conduct. For possession of virtuous conduct, Tiruvallavar chooses the Tamil word olukkam for virtuous conduct. Olukkam includes good conduct, morality, virtue, decorum, and behaving in conformity with the canons of right conduct laid down for observance. Vallavar describes a man of virtuous conduct as incapable of voicing harmful words, even forgetfully. He states that our actions should carefully uphold it, and our thoughts should realize it is our staunchest ally. The poet devotes seven verses to describing the good that results from virtuous conduct and the harm that comes from neglecting it. The benefits are that it yields other virtues, leads a man to greatness and renown, and thus needs to be guarded as more precious than life itself. Neglecting virtuous conduct yields never-ending sorrow and inability to attain greatness, miseries, low birth, and blame. Tiruvallavar compares a priest forgetting the Vedas to his falling from virtue. While he can relearn the Vedas, he can never reclaim his high birth, which is lost forever. The poet's final thought is that no matter how much knowledge is acquired, if one cannot live in harmony with the world, he is still ignorant. Simple chapters. Well, we're focusing on, you know what, getting ready for Guru Purnima and our open house. Big event. Six more. Tomorrow? Tomorrow's the day. Huh? That's a great accomplishment. It's unbelievable that they all weren't gold-plated long ago. Huh? Took us a while to catch on. Certainly beautiful. So we had a nice article in the Garden Island, I guess you saw that, that he had, we sent him a press release, but he put it in his own style. In fact, you know, we're the only religious group on Kauai, I'm sure. Every time there's an article about us in the Garden Island, it's written by the business editor. We never get the religion editor. We always get the business editor. Anyway, he said, what is it? Kauai Hindu Monastery has no beef with McDonald's, right? It's first line. So, had a nice double meaning there. So anyway, that was a nice boon that I've been waiting for some 3 years, just in the appeal process. So finally came in on the right day. So have a wonderful phase.